The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Oh, look at all these trillions of dollars, debt, lost jobs, and foreclosed homes.
Did I do bad?
You dug yourself a hole and you crawled in it.
Robert Scott Bell.
How did the Department of Homeland Security get into the medical business?
Joe, we have a potential pandemic.
A national health emergency.
The sky is falling. A piece of it just hit me on the head.
Robert Scott Bell.
We will make this the most honest, ethical, and open Congress in history.
Is there any insanity in your family?
Do we have the power to tell people what they have to eat every day?
Senator Coburn,
today, Junior?
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
We're back on the Robert Scott Bell Show. It's Scotty, your best friend and host, right here with his pal Liam.
It must be Friday. Yes, it is.
Sounds
still.
Sounds like it.
Liam Sheff, Joni Abbott, here with me, taking us into the weekend. My friends, are you here to report on the EPA's appeal to the Denver workers not to poop in the hallway?
No, not exactly, but maybe I should look into that a little bit more.
our friend Roseanne Lindsay, I saw her comment. She used to work at the EPA. She said she got out just in time. She could smell it coming.
Oh, my God.
That was her comment. It was hilarious.
Wow.
Good one.
That's a confusing sentence.
Hey, it's Friday. Everybody's here. I think the Joni, it's good to have you to balance out the raw masculinity of Liam Sheff.
It is raw masculinity, all right. I'll do my best.
That sounds like Liam the Hutt. Anyway, let's see.
You were asking me to read stuff, and I was coming on, and I was coming off the Jack Blood Show yesterday, where
that's
I talked
right.
all about papal indulgences, and we talked about that. And then I said, why don't we just bring it all on the air? We're not going to prepare. So we've got a list of things. We've got your Zachariah Smithson.
No. You know what I want to start with, Liam? I sent you a comment from a listener.
A weird Amazon.com half underwear thing.
That's not what I wanted to talk to you about.
Okay, all right.
This was from a guy named Brandon, a listener to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Yeah.
From last week. Joni, you're going to like this. He said, I just heard the recent discussion with Liam about sex and monogamy in our modern civilization, and I have to say that Liam hit it out of the park with that one.
Whoa.
Yeah. He goes on. Listen to this. Just to get context, this is not like a guy from Saturday Night Live, a swinger, you know, in the 70s. This is not wild and crazy guy. This is Brandon. And he says, I am a happily married man with wonderful children, and that is what works for me. But that discussion was so stimulating and makes so much sense that it really resonated with me. It kind of helps to explain a lot of what we feel, but are programmed to dismiss and bury those feelings. You guys are just awesome. And Robert, thanks for... This is the kicker. Joni, ready for this? And Robert, thanks for letting Liam let loose on your show. No, it gets better.
Just begun.
Right? And then Brandon said, Liam is the man. And you guys rock the health world. And that's from Brandon. Brandon, thank you for those kind words. And Liam is just a happy guy today.
And Robert, I love you. We all love you because you're the generous guy that everybody sees you being, without a jealous bone in your body about how I've become I've become a man.
Of course, you the Marlboro man, not because you smoke, just because you just got that rugged.
You're soft.
Yeah, so there.
I'm such a sweetheart.
Oh, Dad.
I didn't know what I did to deserve it. It's Brandon's words, not mine. But, no, listen. Liam, you know what I said. And you cringed and thought I wouldn't be able to go in certain areas, but I think on a great level, even though we have listeners of all ages and all backgrounds and all religions and all beliefs and things, the fact that we can talk about these things.
What were we talking about, slippery one?
Last week?
Yeah, come on, don't dodge the, don't hold the sea monkey by the tail. Let it swim.
Brandon just said what we talked about.
No, you what? Just no. He said the stuff Liam talked about made so much sense.
Right.
And I'm happily married, but I could have been talking about the economic meltdown or something. But what was I talking about?
It was the question of where did the institution of marriage or monogamy come from?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, that's still a tough one.
And that makes that makes Joni cry to talk about it in this way.
It does. It does. I'm getting better. I'm not bawling my eyes out anymore over it, but yeah. I am at least learning, and I'm learning as I go. So.
Well, he's a complicated man, but no one understands him but his woman.
Who? Shaft. Brandon?
Nothing. It's nothing. Come on, you guys are so white. It's Shaft.
Are you talking about Richard Pearl now?
Oh, my God. No. He's a complicated man. No one understands him but his woman.
Well, we did cover a story yesterday on the air with Superdon about surviving the 70s, all the things that we didn't have. Like, even though we had seatbelts, they were just for show.
That's right.
Yeah. I wore them. They were very loose back then.
Yeah.
And you only had the lap belts.
Yeah.
The back.
Yeah, it was back even the front, we only had lap belts. My first car was a 1969 Chevelle Super Sport. With
cool.
California glass packs. I was a Jewish redneck.
Oh.
And, you know, speaking
of banjos now.
Speaking of that, I was like the only Jew in Stone Mountain at the time, and I don't think people in my high school had ever met a Jewish person. And I told them, I said, yeah, I remember. You remember I introduced bagels to the town of Stone Mountain?
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, did you wear like a yarmulke? I don't understand. How did they know that you were Jewish?
Well, because of the Jesus wafer.
Yeah, I don't know, actually. No, I
the gym. No, Joni, because the gym class.
You know what? It wasn't hidden. It wasn't like it was hidden. But I don't know that I had the.
What are you, a Pisces, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Because you're a go with the flow guy, you know. You're not going to be like, "But I have to stand up for Israel here," you know.
Well, see, but my mom's Israeli, and even in the yearbook, because somebody brought out a yearbook, and I remember at the homecoming, my senior year, everybody does the go. We were the Pirates, right? Go Pirates! So I did mine in Hebrew. It said Lehu Piratim. So it was Go Pirates in Hebrew. Big banner up there. It's like, what do they know? They make of that today. I would be investigated by Homeland Security for doing that.
Essentially, yes.
So what is this? You know, so we were actually talking right before, and I was saying that I'm restudying Martin Luther, who I've looked at, who I've studied before.
Yes.
And I'm looking at the papal indulgence, because the new HIV test is a papal indulgence for the HIV clan. You just can keep paying for it and never, you know, you just keep paying your way out of sin, $40 a pop. Maybe we'll get to, I'm writing something about that. That'll be up next week, but we can tease it a little. And I went through it on the Jack Blood show yesterday and took over his show, for which he made some low blows. But that's,
yeah, well, that's what Jack does for you, or to you. I don't know if I said that right. I'm sorry. But last week, we had some pretty intense discussions. And listen, I dig it. I appreciate you, you know, because your mind is something to behold, if you could say that. And the way you weave these things in out, you do your research, you come back out, and it's great stuff. Only Jack Blood has this ability to, after you say all that you say for the hour that you took over a show, you said
something. Yeah, I did, too. Yeah.
Liam, could have just said that in 5 minutes.
I know. Like,
it's like,
what are you
doing? That's Jack.
No, I mean, but this stuff is coming out like quicksilver, you know, it's like lightning out of my face. And I'm going, all right, do you see what I'm saying? The papal indulgence, and the test comes out, and I'm reading the. But so I was talking about Martin Luther, and Martin Luther's big objection to the church was that the Catholic Church, you know, the Pope, he said, to become the Antichrist. He was clear about that, which is like us saying that, you know, HIV tests don't test for HIV, or. Anthony Fauci or the NIH is a bunch of liars, you know, or that science isn't true. That's what he was saying. That's what Martin Luther was saying in his time. It's kind of what we're saying. You know, your science isn't true. And he was tired of the fact that you could buy indulgences, and indulgences were, well, does the audience know?
No, I think you got to relate that.
No, I think a lot of the audience actually knows, because a lot of people learn this. If you are Lutheran, you learned this.
Mm.
You did, because there's a reason you're Lutheran. It's because you're just barely un-Catholic, but you're un-Catholic. Don't get mad, but you're un-Catholic because Martin Luther said, screw that. Number one, I'm having a wife, and I'm going to have sex, and I'm going to enjoy it. And
so if you're a Lutheran, but if you're a Catholic and you look at a Lutheran, you're looked at it like you're a Lex Lutheran.
It's kind of like a cousin. And Lex Lutheran is hilarious, Robert.
No, it's not fine. I mean, I'm just trying to relate.
Oh, you were making like a Superman reference, like Lex Luthor.
No, it is. It is. But it's just that I'm trying to get the kind of concept that Liam was bringing up, because I don't know the infighting within the Christian sects.
Oh, okay. How many Christian sects are there, Joni?
A ton. Whenever somebody says, I'm a Christian, you always wonder what kind.
Right. So we were talking about Charles Weber.
Right, our good friend Charles from BM Organics in the Bidet
Club. No, our really good friend,
yes.
Who is just an adorable human being.
We love him. We love him.
Yeah, we do. And he's very bright. He's probably brilliant. You know, he's just he knows a lot.
He's got a great mind. Yes,
he's got a great mind. And he's Eastern Orthodox. And the Greek Orthodox Church, like also my friends. Well, I don't want to out them, but my friend Scott, who I wrote a play with called Summer 74. Eastern Orthodox. These are the most philosophical Christians you'll ever meet. They can talk about the interpretation of meaning like Jews do in the Talmud, right, about the the Pentateuch's the Old Testament, minus a couple of books. But the Greeks had a number of, I mean, like a couple dozen, maybe even more, maybe it was 30 or 40 different bits that aren't in the Protestant Bible, and if I'm getting that backwards, write me a note. And if the Protestant has more, but I think the Greek has a lot more, and I think they're proud of that because it came through Aramaic and Hellenistic school.
Liam, there are certain Christian sects that are not into philosophizing at all.
No, not at all. No
real philosophy.
No. Jesus invented white bread and is coming back soon. You know, that's it. That's like Jesus said so. He invented white bread, Jiffy peanut butter, and he's coming back. So watch yourself, homosexuals. You know,
now,
That's some people's Jesus.
No, I know that. Listen, I grew up in a town that didn't know any Jews, and I was beaten over the head with a Jesus stick. I've said this on the air before. Now, there was a certain point where I got beyond the anger of that, because I deeply respect people's religious beliefs. I may not share them, but listen, who am I to say?
Actually, when it comes down to it, I'm really glad people have a spiritual philosophy.
I am too. Believe me, I love it, especially when they actually live the teachings as opposed to just speak them. And I think that, you know, may be true of all of us here, Joni included. But I had to work my way through the anger of being beaten over the head with that, because I like to respect people where you're at. If you're happy with where you're at, I'm happy for you. That's cool. But there are those that, you know, have to convince you that their belief is better. And we see that. We take on those people. I don't mean necessarily in religion, although it could be, but particularly in the religion of science. This is what I saw.
Right.
Tremendously so.
Well, Richard Dawkins is a guy who beats people over the head with his, there's no such thing as meaning in the universe.
Ooh, yeah. And hold that thought. There's no such meaning until we get back from this break. You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show, Friday edition with Joni Abbott and Liam Sheff. Stick around. You know I will.
This is Richard Ostro, owner for Carnivora Research International. In 1985, former President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House from Europe, where it was manufactured at the time, effectively making him the first American to use Carnivora. He used it successfully for a serious immune challenge, which we are prohibited from mentioning in the United States. I would like to add that he used Carnivora approximately 8 years prior to the onset of his Alzheimer's condition, for those of you inadvertently connecting the two events. Visit us at carnivora.com, now used in 27 countries around the world. Carnivora instinctively seeks out abnormal cells only that don't belong in the body without harming a single normal cell. 100% pure, natural, and harmless to humans and animals. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY. That's 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Your immune system will thank you.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
Spring time is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
So I've been traveling so much, I feel a little like dogs, please.
We're trying to put meaning to life, the universe, and everything this hour. Liam Sheff, Robert Scott Bell, Joni Abbott, doing, I don't know what kind of job at it, but having a good time doing it, so it must be okay somewhere. How does this play in Peoria?
That's where Richard Pryor was from.
That's
I always
right.
think about that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's not far from me.
You know, exactly. We'll have to find out. So yeah. I got to study the world religions at Emory University. That's one of the things I did. I love philosophy. I love learning about these things and learning about the origin of these places and spaces. And, again, I had to get over my anger to the point where I could appreciate someone who was claimed to be Jewish but that had accepted Jesus. They call them the Jews for Jesus crew. And there
I'm familiar with them.
In other words, Christians.
Well, yeah, but there were a lot of protests at Emory because Emory was like a Jewish enclave that if you didn't get into an Ivy League school in the Northeast, you came to Emory in Atlanta. And you were like at that level, but sort of not, so they were kind of resentful. But there were a lot of New York Jews that came down, and I wasn't part of that culture. And so they were very angry at the, you know, Jews for Jesus trying to convert Jews. As I'm like, you guys are cool. Yeah, I had no problem with you. And they were shocked. You mean you're Jewish? You don't hate us? No, I don't hate you. You're happy. Good. Fine.
Yeah,
whatever.
How can you hate? I mean, if you like the message of Joshua, or Yeshua.
Yeshua. Yeah.
Yeah, but we would call it Josh. And then it was Iusis, you know, in the Greek. So, you know, the names get changed and transliterated through the phonemes of the moment. But I would just call him Josh.
Right.
So Josh Ben Joseph, which is Josh, son of Joseph, and that's who he would have been. There were a lot of, by the way, Jesuses at the time. So if you want to get into a big, interesting argument, you can talk about the number of Yeshuas, Joshuas, yes. that there were...
Are you saying it was a common name of that era?
I'm saying that there were a lot of political guys who were standing up and fighting during the Jewish wars that, not Suetonius, but Josephus wrote about, who's a Roman historian who was Jewish. So the other problem there is there was no Nazareth at that time. There was no Nazareth for a couple hundred years. So, you know, the whole thing's full. The story that's there in the things that were written 40 to 60 years after the guy supposedly lived, the problem is that it reads... When I was coming up, there was this X-Men comic, and I didn't know it at the time because it just seemed like a comic to me. And I was aware of some of the stories, like the Dark Phoenix saga where Jean Grey turns into the... And I was aware that, you know, Wolverine came around, and that was pretty cool, and I was aware of this. But for some reason, at this point in 2014, that has become what some of the nerds call canon, C-A-N-O-N. Mm-hmm. In other words, like a liturgical canon, something that cannot be altered. That
the
is
origination story.
The sacrosanct story that cannot be...
I was going to ask you, Liam, you know, in what company can you discuss this politely without raising the ire of a lot of folks? Because, again, if you're very attached... What's that?
Who cares? Keep going. I'm going to keep going for a second.
Okay.
No, I can't care about that because it's interesting. You can't. You just have to be willing to discuss it as an intellectual idea.
Okay.
So there is none. There is no group that you can talk about. I managed to make everybody angry because the scientists will agree with me about a lot of what I say about like 90% of things, and then I'll talk about their thing.
Yeah, you'll talk about Darwin, and they get very upset with you.
Right. Well, the people who get the HIV thing, like I've had people who get the HIV thing is fake, but they can't understand that Darwinism is fake. I've had people who understand the 9/11 thing is fake, but they've brutally attacked me for the HIV thing. There are people who understand that the, I don't know, Shakespeare argument is fake, but they won't understand that you should maybe think about Big Bang Theory because it doesn't make any sense. So when I say who cares, I don't mean that I don't care about your feelings. I'm just making arguments. So you know, if you like what I say 80% of the time, you're going to have to accept the 20 that you don't like. Shrug your shoulders. That's just Liam. That's all I mean.
Right, the religiosity and the religious stronghold that people have, you know, and we all have them, that holds such a tight grip on us that we have to be able to kind of dissect it and take it apart. We have to be willing to, for truth's sake.
Or for curiosity. What about a good old-fashioned curiosity that killed the cat? All right.
Well, listen, if I might say something at this moment, that's kind of what got me in trouble with rabbis and priests and preacher men, because I tended to ask the questions that you weren't supposed to ask. And then the last straw for me, and it's happened in modern medicine as well, was when they said, well, there's just some certain things you're not supposed to know until you die. And I'm like, nah, it doesn't ring true to me. And at that point, I kind of left the Orthodox teaching and, you know, went on a journey and had experiences that led me to where I'm today. So it's similar in modern medicine when they said, we don't know why you're sick, but here, just take this drug, take this pill, take this shot. And I said, no, thanks, I'm out of here. And we are out of here. We've got one more, actually two more segments, thankfully.
Johnny,
great discussion.
What was that thing you used to say? The only one who could ever reach me?
Yeah.
Was the son of a preacher, man.
We'll be back after this.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
The new frontier in human nutrition and health is that of epigenetics. Epigenetics refers to the portion of the DNA that you can influence with molecules or frequency signals. A huge key to detoxification, cellular health, and even eternal youth has to do with what kind of signals you are feeding your cells. Technology now exists to energetically encode foods or supplements so that the original food you started with is now a carrier of information that communicates health-giving signals to the cells of your body. The first food of its kind to ever receive this encoding is One World Whey. One World Whey has received high praise and generated some amazing testimonies since 2011. We now know that all the amazing testimonies we've received come primarily from the energy encoding process and secondarily to the high quality ingredients. To support your metabolism, detoxification, energy, and strength unlike any supplement you've ever taken, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
What good is a big Berkey water filter? We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Capture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
Welcome back to the Robert Scott Bell Show. I'm not Robert, but I am Joni, and I'm here with Robert. How are you, Robert? Where are you?
What do you think of being here with Robert and Liam today? This is one of the more fascinating conversations, but we tend to get together and have them.
It really is. We have these off the air as well, and so we thought, well, yeah, let's have them on the air. We were talking religion and science and why we're so bound to our religious belief systems and how that hinders our ability to look into and peer into things like our spirituality beliefs or our medical belief systems, or even, you know, historically, you know, commonly believed things.
Well, you know, Jesus was a Jew, which a lot of people like to forget.
Right. So
I won't let you forget it.
What if Jesus comes back,
and he comes back, and he's,
hello, and he's like an old Jewish guy, right?
No, I got it for you. I'll tell you exactly what I'm going to say.
Wait a second. Hey, what have you guys done with the place? Look at this, huh? This is open 24 hours. I can get anything. Target. Looks good. I like. Oh, my God. Look at the garbage around here. This is terrible.
I'm going to say, Jesus, take the wee.
Okay.
What if Jesus comes back? I'm just asking. People don't want to remember that Jesus was a Jew.
Right.
So what if he comes back and he wants to move to Miami Beach?
Well, this sounds like a Mel Brooks joke.
I'm just asking. Yeah. So what I was saying before you told me that I would upset people, was that when you read about the history of Galilee and Judea, there was no Nazareth at the time. The whole Three Kings thing's kind of a mess. You know, the astrotheology of it is very strong. In other words, the astrotheology, you know, looking at the stars, looking at the gods like Horus and Dionysus and other gods who died and then were reborn after 3 days. The fact that the star that descends, I think, to the Southern Cross and dies there in the sky and then reascends. You know, all this astrotheology stuff's very interesting.
Mm-hmm.
But the written history of the time, I think, is very telling because there were a lot of Jesuses in and around Judea, and they were all fighting they weren't all. But a lot of them were listed as people who were fighting in this Jewish war that Josephus talked about. And there's no, concurrent historical writing about the guy who did all the magic. So from my point of view, because I grew up in this sort of Christian Neverland that was really ruled by science, I never really knew whether to take that. I never took that story very seriously. I prayed probably to an angry Old Testament God, but I always, my heart really ran to the polytheistic nature of the universe in the sense that we see a billion things, that animist sense that everything is imbued with spirit. But I also like the idea that, because my life sort of resembled this, that there were gods and goddesses and creatures and spirit worlds that we didn't understand, and that some of them were kind of screwing with us sometimes. They'd make bets, you had things to pay from life to life, maybe, or you had people helping you, and then you had gods who were just sort of full of it. And then as I got older and I got even further and I began to see, I studied the Taoist, the macrobiotic stuff, I thought, oh, okay, interesting. The universe, there's an unknowable thing that differentiates into all the knowable things. And it's just us. It's just our human nature to name everything. We can't help it.
Mm.
And it's just life to see things in all of this great variety. So when we see something that seems magical, like fire, you know, then there's a fire god. And when we see the wind blow and knock something down, there's clearly a wind god or goddess. You know?
Sure. When you need to find parking, you have the goddess of parking.
Goddess of parking meters.
No, it's called the parking kavorka. My friend has it. Wherever she goes, I'm not kidding, she has a front row parking space. It's like people move out of the way 2 seconds before she gets there.
Does
I know
have,
all about that.
Does she have
I
a
watch
symbol?
It happen.
Does she have a little... Does she have a little avatar for that?
No, I don't know. We should make her one.
Well, listen, we were given freedom to imbue images and symbols with meaning, and it becomes real. I mean, that's a power we were given.
Right. I guess, but the Christians who were Jews did it too, and they imbued, whether historical or a combination, which is what I think of historical figures, coupled together with some Roman propaganda and some survival instinct, because remember, the Jews were nearly wiped out again.
Right.
In closer to 70 during the Jewish Wars. I don't remember when the temple was destroyed again. And this is all recorded in Roman history. And, you know, I think Marvin Harris, the cultural historian, cultural materialist, makes the interesting argument that the Jews had a history of messianism, which meant that they were going to find a leader in the spirit of King David who was going to come overthrow the people oppressing them.
I don't remember that road movie, Liam. You said Martin and Lewis?
Martin Luther?
I'm sorry.
That was a long time ago in the conversation, but Marvin Harris... Marvin Harris was a cultural anthropologist also, is what I'm trying to say.
Mm-hmm.
Says something called cultural materialism.
Right.
Cultural materialism states that the history that we receive is dependent on what was happening materially in the culture. So our culture worships the symbols of oil. So our God, Spider-Man and Batman, Iron Man, these are our gods. We go to the movie theater. They're not yours. The audience is offended, but they're the gods to all the teenage boys who go and worship. And if you don't believe me, go figure out how much these movies make. Mm-hmm. These are about things that aren't real. We worship them like idols. We worship them like gods.
Dude, but Mel Gibson did the story of the crucifixion and everything, and that was like went absolutely phenomenal. It was like a big...
Oh, yeah, Passion for the Christ.
Yeah, and it made like blockbuster realm Iron Man look dinky.
No, it didn't. It didn't make Iron Man look dinky. It made as much money as a blockbuster or a Batman movie because it was about a god. It was also a porn, a violence porn, you know. I mean, it was blood and guts and blame the Jews. And, I don't think Christianity can help but to be, you know, a little... I posted an article, is Christianity inherently anti-Semitic? Or anti-Jewish. I don't mean that Christians are anti-Jewish. I mean that Christianity as a thesis states that, and Joni, you know all about this, right? That Judaism was essentially the finished part and that Christianity was the better part and it accomplished what the Jews were unable to do and the Jews somehow got stuck there not doing it. And the Christians look back at their sort of idiot older brother who never figured out, you know, how to skateboard. Like, oh, don't you see? It's easy.
Well, see, you have these really different insights and these very different ways of explaining it. And that's, I think, why it's so great that you're able to, kind of do it in layman's terms or explain things.
Did you call me lame?
No, not lame.
Layman.
To make it easier for other people to understand, you have this great way of being able to, in your clarity.
Joni the Libra is being kind. So go ahead. Tell me what you know.
I was just saying how I studied everything in Christianity when I was in this, you know, more fundamentalist conservative belief system, cult, whatever you want to call it. It was taught that the Old Testament was a schoolmaster that led us to Christ because Jesus was Jewish and born into that lineage, but he came to free everybody, you know, and we were all born able to be free in that way once we believed in him, right? So
I like the freedom part of it.
So
yeah.
So Joni, though, right? But the Christians worship the Jewish guy that the Jews killed.
The Jews said you were rabble-rousing too much.
Yeah, and he said, don't trade money in the temples, you Pharisees.
We love that. Right, we love when he flipped the table over.
Yeah, and Jesus.
Okay.
Hello, I'm Jesus. Josh, as he would have been called now, as he would be called now. He was not a prince of peace. I mean, he rarely said anything. He said a couple things about peace. He said as much about violence, you know. If they come with this, you know, don't put away your sword. We need your sword now. You know, so you can
really... The message was that we don't fight violently, that the real war would be spiritually.
But that, you know, it's interesting you brought that up, Joni, because if I speak to folks, you know, of a Muslim faith, and I'm not talking about going into the areas of Afghanistan or whatever's going on there, I'm just talking human-to-human discussions, the idea of holy war is like you just described it for Christianity. It's a spiritual battle, a battle against some, a lower pull or some concept of a lower pull versus the higher spiritual pull or realm.
Is that like a pole dance? Pole exercise?
P-U-L-L.
I knew that's what you're
saying. You know what I'm saying?
Look, the interesting thing is that all of these religions that believe that Moses was a real person who received special instruction all agree that there are about 400 to 500 rules called Leviticus of some sort that we all have to be bound to. Christians said, well, a guy came along and told us we didn't really have to worry about that as long as we had a little bit of love in our heart. And there you go. That's the difference. Mm. And it doesn't mean that Christians stop thinking about the old stuff, because Catholics are more hung up on sex than anybody and have created more of a terrorist state around sex than any other, you know, group of people on earth. I mean, the Catholics who pushed forward the art of the dark confessional, you know, forgive me, Father, for I have sinned. I thought about this, and I fiddled with myself, you know, and then the priest started fiddling with the confessor. You know, that happened a lot. And you can read
really dark history.
You can read interesting histories about the confessional, about sex, and book called Sex and Punishment. I think the author's name is Berkowitz. I don't quite remember, but it's called Sex and Punishment. All of this exists, and it may just exist in the human species, but it was the old Hebrew tribes who had the strictest laws against sex for enjoyment. You know, the Babylonians didn't seem to. The Romans certainly didn't. I mean, they were as syphilitic, you know, as gonorrhea a group of people has ever existed. You know, they believed in sex as something that everybody had a right to do and enjoy.
Right, they were indulgent. They were very indulgent.
Indulgent, they were quite human and maybe a little bit disgusting sometimes.
Well, I want to go back to the Leviticus, all the rules, and then Jesus comes in with the message of love in your heart, a little simplified.
But not just that, because he might have been another military messiah. And when we come back on the Robert Scott Bell Show, Robert will tell you when I'm allowed to talk.
Yeah, I've long since given up on that idea.
I'm sorry.
No.
You're the man.
You know, this is really good. This is makeup time from last week when Richard Pearl wouldn't let you or me get a word in edgewise.
Wow.
I know. It's good.
Speaking of Richard Pearl.
It's a good balance. There is a balance to the universe now. All right, listen, we got to take a break. We'll be back to wrap up Healing Revolution Friday, discussing things that impolite company doesn't often happen. And I think we're being very polite.
This is stuff you get in the seminary, by the way. You can talk about this stuff when you do deep Bible study, especially in the Eastern Orthodox. You can talk about all of this stuff.
All right. We'll talk about a little bit more to wrap up and head into the weekend after this message, or two or three.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey y'all, are you looking for Corolla? Some chocolate superfood with organic vanilla. Food-based vitamins keep you a healthy fella. Use your wife's credit card, don't even have the dollar. Go to Natural News Store, that's what it's there for. Get your superfoods, herbs, and a lot more. Feel young like you did before, and let Mother Nature's medicine work it like it's there for. I know you care for your health, therefore. Don't eat those GMOs, throw them out the back door. Don't stay poor with your diet if it's killing you. Enjoy your life with nutrition that's filling you. We got freeze-dried fruit that's organic, super clean, super food, best on the planet. Blueberry, strawberry, even pomegranate. Yeah, it's ready to ship, and if you buy it, you can have it. Yeah, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Check out store.naturalnews.com for all your organic supplements and superfoods. Or call 888-959-6415. That's 888-959-6415 to order now. Coconut, maca, spirulina, goji berry, superfood protein.
Loads of people tell me I have energy to spare. And, yeah, a lot of times I do. It's largely because I'm drinking Robert's water from the Echo Ionization and Alkalization System. You've heard me talk to Paul Barrettiero, my good friend here. And he's with me now telling you about these virtues of why everybody should be drinking Robert's water.
Absolutely. Everyone wants more energy. You bring up a good point, Robert. You have good energy. But everybody doesn't have good energy, so they want a little bit of a boost every day. Well, I don't know of an easier way than to drink Echo water every day.
And, of course, immune enhancement. Detoxification, all of these things enhance energy. And so it's simple as putting it right there at your faucet and you can drink it too. Echo Water, check it out at robertswater.com. The phone number is 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Money back guarantee?
Absolutely. Never had to pay out yet, but 60 days.
800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Free downloadable ebook. The power to hydrate is now yours. Go to robertswater.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day.
Visit The Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of The Berkey Guy.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
How many good people procrastinate? When was the last time you updated your last will and testament, your living will, and your health care power of attorney? If you could get these documents included with your Legal Shield membership for no additional charge, wouldn't it just make sense to have the peace of mind of owning a Legal Shield membership? Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
Healing revolution, or what did you call it, Joni?
The healing revelation.
Revelation. Interesting. Look, we all have revelations that occur to us in our life that probably transform our worldview. We're just sharing ours today, heading into the weekend.
Robert, you know you have agnostic, atheistic, Christian, Jewish, and atheist.
New Age, everything. Yeah.
New Age. You have Wiccan listeners.
We do. Yes, we do.
So they appreciate this discussion because you're supposed to be able to discuss this stuff. Why? Because nobody knows the exact truth. And if you think you do, you're probably a fundamentalist. And a literal fundamentalist is somebody who believes that the contradictory books of any sort, whether it's Darwinism or HIVology or Big Bang, fiction, or collected books of New Testament according to the groups at councils of Nicaea and Trent and whichever ones put the books together and decided which ones could be in and which ones were out.
Mm-hmm.
Lateran councils, all of these councils which decided which was true and which wasn't, and all the million, many thousand little addenda that were added by various popes that became canonical, that became law.
Right. Who was studying like the Gnostics? I mean, you talk about Christian mysticism. Anybody?
Yeah,
studying?
I enjoyed that stuff.
Yeah.
Gospel of Thomas, very interesting stuff.
Yeah.
The Kingdom of.
Yeah, but those were things that weren't canonized, right? So they didn't make it into the Bible. So those were things that were not considered God's holy word.
Yeah, well, who knows? That's just to consider. That, I think that's like saying this. You know, when you go to the movies, right, and the studio says, too much nipple there, and you got to cut that out because we got to get the PG-13 audience. And, this is a good scene, but it's a little long. We want to come in at an hour and 40 minutes so that we can get 10 shows a day instead of 9. You know that happens, right?
Yeah, well, it's a Democratic vote, just like the flu shot.
Democratic. No, the movie business is owned and operated by people who want to squeeze money out of teenagers going to the movies. So movies are edited with that in mind. But when the director gets to release the thing, you get the director's cut. And you watch the director's cut, and you go, well, it's a little long, but those are some cool scenes. I can't believe they weren't in the movie. That was pretty cool. So there are many Bibles, and there is a director's cut, you know. There is a director's cut of the Bible. And the director's cut of the Bible is about eight times the size of the Bible. And it contradicts everything that's in the Bible.
And when you talk about this, the religious responses that were ingrained in my head for so long before I decided not to become religious, right?
Yeah.
My brain is like rapid firing those religious responses, and I actually have to stop myself trying to argue with you.
Oh, let it out.
No, because I don't think that they're right either.
Let it out.
So now I have to be like, oh my gosh, no, wait a minute, that's not right.
Let it all out.
Oh,
wow. Ooh, that's not right. Who said that?
Oh, that's not right.
I think there was a funny moment in a movie.
That's in Galaxy
Quest. That's right.
The guy who thought was going to die.
Yes.
Very funny actor.
Yes.
No, I'm wearing red, man. I'm going to die.
I'm going to die, yeah. That was a very funny movie.
It's one of my favorite.
Okay.
It's hilarious.
We're talking movies. If you haven't seen Galaxy Quest, it's like a takeoff on Star Trek.
It's better than Star Trek.
It's way better. Way
it has
better.
All the jokes, and it still has sort of some fun sci-fi moments. I don't know how they got that movie made.
Not a chick flick, so I probably...
No, you would definitely like it. It's very funny, and Sigourney Weaver's running around. She never gets to say anything smart. She's like, why don't I ever get to say anything smart? Who writes these lines?
It was great. Really funny stuff.
It was hilarious.
Your homework this weekend, if you haven't seen it, Netflix Galaxy Quest, if it's on. But
I got to watch that now.
I think I want to see that again.
That's a very, very funny movie. So remember that the Bible is a movie that was put together by very corrupt people over time. And Charles Weber, our friend, would agree with that.
Mm-hmm.
And what always cracks me up is that the people who agree with me on that go, but here's the true version. And I go, wait a second.
Because there are so many. And then they also changed the translation. And King James added things to it in order for it to change the meaning so to include his reign and his court.
His predilections.
I just want to remind everybody, whatever church, synagogue, mosque, or whatever you go to or don't go to, not our concern, except remember that if the government granted its charter, it has a 501c3 status, it has asked government for permission to exist, which is in violation of the First Amendment, in my humble opinion. There's my political reference before we wrap up the show today, guys.
95 theses nailed to the door right there.
Church and state are not separate.
Take one down, pass them around. 94
theses of beer on the wall.
Right. Hey, guys, what a great conversation we have had. And thank you all for being here and supporting this message of health, freedom, healing, liberty, and healing, what do you call it, revelation?
I guess intellectual freedom.
Yeah.
All
freedom.
Heal.
That's it. Bottom line, the freedom to think, ask questions. We love it. The freedom to heal as well. And you guys know what we got to wrap up with.
The power.
Power.
To heal.
To heal. Is
all y'all's.
All y'all.
All y'all, folks.
Y'all.
The Robert Scott
the
Bell
Robert
Show.
Scott Bell Show.
Hey, Doc, I was wondering, if you could only take one supplement for the rest of your life, what would it be?
That's easy. Beta-glucan.
Well, I'm looking for a daily pill that can double the strength of my immune system.
Beta-glucan.
But I need it to be super safe with no harmful side effects.
Beta-glucan.
Yeah, but I want something all natural with an FDA rating.
Beta-glucan.
What if I want it to be affordable and fast-acting?
Beta-glucan.
What if I need something backed by scientific research?
Beta-glucan.
Like something that's been studied and condoned by Harvard Medical School.
Beta-glucan.
But I want the best for my immune system that money can buy.
Beta-glucan.
How about a product that's safe for my family, including my pets and children?
Beta-glucan.
Don't you have anything else to say besides beta-glucan?
Yeah, betterwayhealth.com.
What's that?
It's the website where you can buy beta-glucan.
So I can go online right now and buy beta-glucan?
Yup. Go to betterwayhealth.com or call 1-800-746-7640 and ask them about...
Let me guess. Beta-glucan.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 1,500-foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.